I'm here with Doug Ladle from the Connections Games. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, Brianna.
So, starting off then, do you want to tell us just a little bit about your game?
Well, we have really a couple games that we think would help families and friends connect. The first game is called Roots and Branches. It's a board game, has pawns, dice, and questions. And as you move your pawn up and down the branches and the roots, there's different color discs on the branches and the roots. And whichever color you land on is the color question. So the green discs are questions about your living family. Fun and open up the family talking about each other. There's also brown discs in the roots area that talks about your ancestors and stories about them and what do you know about those kinds of topics with your ancestors. So it's a game that really, as you go up and down the roots and the branches, you get to know each other better and you learn about your family history and your stories. So that's the first game called Roots and Branches. It's a board game. And there's a winner at the end. Whoever gets to the other end of the branch or to the tree wins, and we give them actually a small package of M&Ms for whoever wins the first time they play. The second game is called Did You Know? And it's a card game, 50 cards, five categories, categories like adventure, bon appetit, pop culture, so forth. And they're kind of snappy. They're more directed for not so much deep questions like the roots and branches, but and meaningful ones, but more like trivia about you and questions like your most wild adventure or the dumbest thing you've ever done, Star Wars or Harry Potter, for example, under pop culture. So it's a great card game to get people socializing, and young adults, home evening groups, any group that gets together wants to know each other better could play Did You Know?
So how did you come up with the idea to make this game?
The first game, I have a educational background teaching at BYU Idaho for 25 years, and I retired in 2009, but I did not want to lose the chance to keep teaching, even though I was no longer in the classroom. So I thought, what better way than I love the concept of families still talking around the kitchen table. So what better way to get them around the table than to play a game? And to be answering questions that are kind of fun and meaningful but snappy and that they really enjoy answering and talking to each other about. So I worked on the concept of how to have questions, and then the idea of the branches and the roots and the game board came to me one night, 2 a.m. It just laid out in my mind. I could see it clearly how I want to have the branches and the roots of one tree and the discs going up each branch and down each root. The colors could represent the different questions. And it just was all of a sudden there. So it's turned out to be, we're on version 4, and we've changed small things over the last 2 or 3 years, and now we have it exactly where we want it. It's just a great game for connecting families, and we sell a lot of these games. We had one lady buy 20 of them just 3 weeks ago for Christmas. That was a significant investment in her Christmas gifts because she thought, this is how I can give a gift to my families. She has a bunch of grandkids, and they all have families that can really be a meaningful gift. So that one came together just over a time to try and keep families around the table and learning from each other. The other game, Did You Know, was actually a brainstorming session of BYU Idaho students, communications class. We wanted to find a game that filled a niche of not so much of a game board, but instead a socializing game. And so they helped create the questions, the topics, the categories, the colors on the cards for Did You Know?
What did you teach while you were at BYU Idaho?
I taught first of all, I was in the religion faculty. So I taught religion classes, Book of Mormon, preparing for marriage, and then later on, family foundations. I taught that class several times. Also taught family history and New Testament, things like that. So I was in the religion faculty, but I also taught, we had back years ago a thing called Discovery, which was where students went on backpacking for 5 weeks. On that program, I also taught sociology and a communications class called Interpersonal Communications. So I just love to see people talk, get to know each other better. So that's one of my passions, was to try and keep doing that after I retired.
And I'm sure that helped you when you're coming up with the questions. I mean, how many questions are in the I mean, you mentioned there's 50 questions in the Get to Know You game, but then
there's 100 questions in the Roots and Branches game. Yeah. And they're spread across the four categories. One category is your questions about your living family. Then there's questions about you. And they're kind of fun and exciting questions, things like your most embarrassing moment, tell about your first kiss, what is the dumbest sport ever created, stuff like that that people, you know, teenagers love them because they can talk out of their heart and share their opinions on everything. There's questions on your ancestors, which is tell a story where an ancestor showed honesty. Or if you had an ancestor in the war, tell a story about their experience. So questions that open up family history and family telling around the table, these kinds of stories. And finally, one last category is did you know? Oh, excuse me, nice to know. That's it. Mm-hmm. And these are just generic questions like, what's your most favorite birthday memory? Or if you were sick, who would you turn to? Just nice to know things about the family. So that's where the four topics of questions came, and there's 100 questions total.
Do you get a lot of people who contact you or email you back after buying the game and share experiences with you?
We get great feedback, yeah. When we sell the game over the internet, we sell, you know, they pay for it through PayPal, and then I get a notice of where to mail it to. But I also get their email address, and so I just drop them notes saying, I'm mailing your game today, and by the way, how'd you hear about our game? And they'll tell, well, I just was over at a friend's place and we played this game last night and I want to have my own copy. Or they might have said, I was at Roots Tech last year and I just loved the game so much when you showed it, I want to go ahead and get a couple more now. One lady gives the presentations often at family history conferences. Her first name is Jewel. And she pitches our game in every one of her presentations. And always after her presentation, we get throngs of her people in her conference session coming to our booth to go ahead and buy games. So we get a lot of positive feedback. Like I say, we sold like 20 recently to a lady who wants these for her birthday or for her Christmas gifts.
Well, yeah, I mean, you were kind of showing it to me and I was thinking at first, I was like, oh, this would be such a fun game for me and for my friends. And I thought, oh, for my family, you know, it's like, and then I was like, oh, all these other people, I'm like, need to stop. I can't afford to buy it for everyone. But
when you're rich after you graduate someday, Brianna, you can go ahead and buy them all out for us.
Yeah. So, and you still play it with your family, right?
We do. We have, of course, I know the questions almost by heart after telling about the game and playing the game many times with the family. But what I found is that even if you play it a second, third, fourth, fifth time, it's not likely that the same family member will get that same question as they did maybe in the first time they played. They may get a question they've heard somebody else answer, but they haven't really had a chance to answer that question themselves. So a question like, you know, what's the dumbest sport ever created, in your opinion? Well, maybe they heard their brother say curling, like in the Olympic game where they have the ice and the brooms and the earth. But when you get that question, maybe you could say, as a girl, football, you know, and it always brings out a new insight about family members. So we play the game a lot as a family.
Yeah, and you were telling me a story that I thought was, that made me even like the game more about your granddaughter. I wondered if you could share it.
You know, and the point, the bottom line that we've discovered is people will do things in a game they normally won't do in normal conversation. So two stories. One is in the Roots and Branches game, there's a question, a green-coded question about the living family that says, if you could brag about your mother for 15 seconds, what would you say? So I'm watching my family, my daughter, and her children, teenage kids, play that game with her husband. And the teenage daughter gets that question. And she pauses for just maybe 5-10 seconds. And then she begins to share in, it took longer than 15 seconds, some tender things about her mother. And a little tear began to come down my daughter's cheek as she heard her daughter share those feelings about her as a mother. So, you know, this game, Roots and Branches, opens up some tender moments. I've seen once in a while some emotion because of what they're sharing, which they would not have done any other way. Another occasion happened when I was listening and playing with my grandkids in a different family. We had a 14-year-old granddaughter who's pretty shy, but also very withdrawn. kind of almost closed down a little bit and doesn't like to really open up and talk to people very much, which could be a very typical teenager feeling at that point. So we're playing the game, and after we've gone around and everybody's answered a question, she wanted to keep on playing the game, so we pulled up the next question was, what's something you'd like to learn in your life? And when it came to her, we thought, well, she'd probably say how to bake or, you know, how to dress in a stylish way, but she all of a sudden said, I want to learn how to communicate with people better. And actually, my wife and I, our jaws dropped. And we realized that she was reaching out. She would never have said that in any other situation, but in a game where the question was asked, she could open up. And so we actually had a chance because of our setting, a family reunion we held just a few weeks later. We had some open times for some short mini lessons, and we actually had a class on communication skills that I'd learned from, of course, my background in teaching on the campus. And we talked, and she was part of the class, and she learned how to communicate. You know, little clues like the best important words in a conversation is, tell me about. And she learned those things and became more confident in talking. So the game opened up a whole new world for that granddaughter.
Yeah, and I think that's something I really, just when you were showing it to me, I really appreciate about the game, that it's not just a game. You know, it's a way to bring people together. And I saw in the game, you know, like those little squirrels.
Yeah, actually, in the Roots and Branches game, in the branches, there are four branches. And we placed a little disc that has the picture of a squirrel in every one of those discs. So there's four squirrel spots. If you land on a squirrel, the rules say that everybody around the table will now see something nice about you. And so that's how we build some kindness into the game. So we've seen that happen. The teenagers and the young kids love to land on a squirrel. They love to hear people say nice things about them. And in the roots, we put, there's two discs that have gophers, little pictures of gophers in there in the disc. And if you land on a gopher, then you say something nice about the people around the table who are playing the game. Now, here's a fun story in this one here. So a teenage son, grandson, about 15 and a half, landed on a gopher. And he was supposed to say something nice about all of his family. It's not an easy thing for a 15-year-old who normally doesn't, he has three sisters, to go ahead and talk about his family. But it's funny to listen to him. He took about 40 seconds to come up with ideas. He finally said something nice about his mom, something nice about his dad. About the sisters, you know, it's things like, you look nice, or you smell great, stuff like that. But at least it was a chance for him to go ahead and open up and start to say some nice things about his siblings. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah, because it can be hard. I mean, like, in families, there's not, like, a really very much of a setting where it's just like, hey, this is what I like about you. It doesn't really come up in natural conversation.
And there are some families who would struggle to go ahead and be maybe open enough to share openly like this. And so the parents know they might need to be there, of course, when they're playing, to go ahead and hey, let's keep this serious for a second. Or I'd like to know what you're really thinking about this, and kind of hope that they'll say something that's kind of more meaningful that way.
Right. I kind of wanted to just ask you a couple of the questions that are actually on your game. I thought it would be fun.
Okay.
And you've answered them 100 times, so you should probably all think about
it. I'll try and give original answers then.
Yeah. But these are just some of the questions you have on your website. But what famous person would you like to have as a guest?
Let's see. That question probably comes out of... The Roots and Branches, I think, or maybe Did You Know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Famous person, I would like to have Abraham Lincoln. Mm-hmm. To me, as I've read about his life in several different books and things, he's the epitome of how God used a man, raised him up, who brought the nation to prayer and was a God-fearing man, and actually, I think, helped the Civil War to resolve itself in a proper way to keep America going proper. And he was a God-fearing person that I just think... And the nation knows this, but I'd love to go ahead and have him at my supper table for long enough to go ahead and say, tell me about your feelings about God and why you wanted to have a day of prayer as a nation.
What activity brings you close as a family?
For us, it's reunion time, of course, but we have a home that lends itself to a lot of activities. We have a big kitchen table. We were just together just two nights ago and playing Beyond Balderdash, and we had 15 around the table, and we just had all the young adults of our grandkids going, who are going to school here now, and their friends, and some of the families up. So we love to play board games, and we also love to play in the outdoors around our house. We our kids and their kids play Annie I Over with a tennis ball over the top of our roof, throwing the ball back and forth and chasing each other if they catch it. And so we play games like that. We have miniature baseball. We have trampoline. So it's, I guess the thing that brings us closer is to see the cousins playing together in fun ways. And a few, some of those fun ways were playing our game.
Yeah. And if people wanted to get your game, where do they go?
We have a website. They can just type in. The URL address is theconnectionsgames.com. All one word, plural, connectionsgames.com. And then our website comes up. They can go ahead and read about us and the games. They can see the examples, how they work. They can order a game online that way. If they live in the Rexburg area, we invite them to just call us, and we can go ahead and get the game to them without the shipping and handling charge, which comes automatically on the internet site. But we send out the games throughout the Intermountain West. We've had people from Europe and Canada and Australia ask for our game. Sadly, we don't have the way to have them receive it, because the postage is way more than the game actually costs.
Yeah.
So we can't meet those needs, but throughout America, we have people buying the game.
Do you see a time when other people will be able to get it outside the country?
Well, we might someday, if I live long enough, we might make a Spanish version. We might also, of course, right now we're trying to keep the game price down to $20 for the Roots and Branches game and $10 for the Did You Know card game. So when postage is like $35 to go ahead and mail it overseas, they might have to come here and visit America first, and then I can get the game to them cheaper. Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, well, that's Doug Ladle with the Connections Games. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Brianna.